My father's name
was John D. Logan.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Daddy's name started off being something else.
What was it?
Daddy first was called Dakota Logan. Mm-hmm. And then he changed his name to John D. because he did not like Dakota.
He said it sounded like a horse, didn't it? And Dad, he looked like he just stepped out of Africa.
Right.
He was coal black. And Mom looked like she could have been a white woman with gray eyes. And how she remembered being teased as a child of calling half-breed, and how she didn't want to have gray eyes, and how she tried to dye them with shoe polish. Mm. And she didn't want any of us to have that experience. Mm. So I guess that's why she found Dad.
Well, whatever they did, they hooked up together and they produced us 12 children. There was none of us that really looked like our mom, but everybody knew that we belonged to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And our house was always full of family. Sundays would be our big party day. Everybody come over and we would have what we call a musical. Jelmer, he played the harmonica. And Cousin Ollie was a singer. And Dad's cousin Bunchy would come in and we would have a singing good time. And then our grandmothers would visit us a lot here in Detroit too. Dad's mom would come.
Fanny Logan.
Yes. Yeah.
She'd come and straighten us out, huh?
Yeah, she'd spend the summer with us, yeah.
Like I say, we had a lot of good times. And then there was, you know, the 60s.
That's when the bad time came and the drugs hit our community.
As a result of the drugs, we've lost several brothers.
Yeah. And cousins.
Cousins, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of family right here. But we just had to think about Dad and Mom, some of the good memories that we would want our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to remember. And I always think about the fact that they came to the city of Detroit, a large city, especially Dad. And he couldn't even read. And to maneuver this city, to work in the city, and to raise a family of 12 children.
And all of his children received their high school diploma. And 7 of his children graduated from college. Mm-hmm. And that was is important to him, mm-hmm. that we learn.
And when you think about Mom, you know, always giving you, no matter how down things were, how bad it looked, but always giving you a positive word.
Encouraging.
Yeah.
She's the backbone of us all.
So I think that, you know, we have a good legacy.
Yes.
What you think?
I think so. I think we got a great one.